You know, I thought we were well past the name calling. With the... Can we change the thing? We'll change the title of the show. You know, to the cranberry infused wild guess. You know.
And by the way, Scarlet, honey, I'm not a stalker. You can come find me. Well, all I'm guaranteeing is that, how do I say this delicately? Yeah, I better not say that that way. My fish get an opportunity to swim. How about that? When they stop the drum machine.
Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I am T-Fab-P, the Fabulous Penguin.
And I'm Fabulous Max.
And we're joined by...
Denali.
Denali. And this is our fourth annual prediction show. Today is January 12th, 2011. And we have a prediction show to do, as we've done several times in the past.
And actually, we're all pretty excited. And isn't it amazing? Doesn't it amaze you just a little bit that we're on our fourth annual prediction show?
That is pretty weird, don't you think?
Yeah. But we're starting our fourth.
Especially year. When you realize that we began in 2007. It's 2011. Only our fourth
show. Who would have predicted we would have done fourth annual prediction show?
4 years That's after good. We started?
Yeah.
All right,
One of those things about the hotel room costs $30 and all, you know, the crazy math.
And where's the change, yes.
It's called subtraction. I get it.
Okay.
Just because of honoring tradition, tonight's bog is Cranberry Bog, and I want to just get my Montezuma plugs in there since it's the only kind of plugs I need. And
uh-huh. You know, whenever I see those guys on the commercial with the cranberry standing in the bog and the guy blasts the mixer and he gets his stuff all over him, I always think of you.
Yes.
I say, there's this cranberry. That's Max.
That's me. Yep. I'm just like that. If you stomp on me long enough and put me in a barrel, I will ferment.
I was thinking that you would get the cranberries all over you, but it would be as an exit strategy more than a blender.
I don't think I want to talk about my exit strategies. Thank you very much.
I'm glad that you don't. Well, listen, I think we should jump right in. I think we should talk about your predictions from last year. And I want to give you guys a chance to either celebrate your victories or defend your predictions or maybe just accept your failings.
Well, there won't be a lot of that going on.
I'm not so sure.
All right.
So last year, what we did, we started out the show last year by giving Denali some words, and he played a little word association.
Right.
And I have to admit, when I looked over Denali's list of words, I thought he did pretty well.
You think so?
But I thought he did. So let's we'll run it from the top. Okay, Denali, you all set for this?
I am.
All right. So the first word we were given was Dick Cheney, and you said hunting accident. During the conversation, you said also that you wanted to start a thing where you would name all the different states that he had a heart attack in. And he had heart surgery in July. So I would call that a hit, that you felt some kind of heart problem.
You know,
well, I think it's a stretch, but I've always told you guys that my predictions or capabilities are feeling based. So
I remember right, and I'm looking at my notes, so I'm pretty close. We also mentioned, or he also mentioned, Hawaii. And if you remember, now we're not talking about the exact same Dark Lord Republican,
right?
But Rush Limbaugh had a heart issue while in Hawaii. So I think, you know, he was maybe zoning in on you know,
the dark underworld.
Yeah.
And
my right side coronary bypass wires were
I think you were close.
I think we give him a check. Or give him a pass on that one.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Do we have a little audio thing we can edit in that goes ding?
Ding. Yes, we'll find out.
I hope that happens. I don't know if it did.
Next up, we said Michelle Obama was the next name, and you said better dresses.
And that one was that's just so easy because, honey, she could not have gone backwards.
No, she couldn't. We talked about her inauguration dress and how poor that was.
I talked about it, and I really don't give two shits about fashion, and I was offended by that dress.
And I have to tell you that I don't remember anything happening this year that said that she had any fashion faux pas. So I think we give him a ding for that one, too.
There was a lot of talk about her arms and the style of dresses she wore that were sleeveless.
That's because she pumps iron.
Yeah, but my point being, that is a ding because lots of talk about Michelle Obama and fashion.
Right. Okay, so that's good. All right, next name up was Pete Rose, and you said closer to the hall, and I think we have to say on that one.
Oh, I would disagree. He had his recent discussion, and I think that there has been talk about he is closer.
Do you think so?
I do. I will have to find you an article and send you a link. But honestly,
I remember hearing something about that,
closer.
Too.
And
besides, well, I know that there was some discussion. I know that, but I didn't think that he was any closer. But that's a matter of interpretation.
He went to this place on St. Paddy's Day, and he had some corned beef and cabbage, and they made him stand out in the hall because he was vile. He was foul after that.
Uh-huh. Huh.
All right, I made that up.
He also, I thought so. He also had a conversation. He had a conversation with a number of people, like I said, I'll send you the link. How about if we have like a little dash sound, like like something like that?
Okay, sure.
Like partially correct. No, I think.
No, like it's like open to debate or something. Okay. Whatever. Do you want to give me? That's fine. Go ahead.
No. I don't want to do that at all.
No,
I think he's right. I think there was a discussion, some kind of a communication with the commissioner's office.
All right. I do remember that, but I thought when you say closer to the hall, I would have said no to that. But that's okay. I can accept that. Next name up was John Malkovich, and you said more good movies. And he's got two right now that are out. Secretariat, which I understand he's excellent in.
He did a very good Lucien Lauren. He really did.
And he also did a movie called Red that just came out recently, I think, right? And got him nominated for some acting awards.
I understand that Red is a very funny movie with an obviously established cast. So let me hear it, boys.
Yeah, ding. Ding. Yeah, I think so.
When was the movie with where he played the weird guy, I was going to say?
That's like every other movie.
And Brad Pitt and George Clooney. Was that not?
Are you talking about Line of Fire?
This was like Coen Brothers and kind of weirdly surreal, where he played a CIA agent.
Huh.
Coen Brothers, weirdly surreal.
Yeah, that's a.
It may have been the year before.
That's not a stretch. Okay, Dalai Lama was the next line or the next name, and you said too much travel.
Well, we know that the Dalai Lama still cannot go home, as it were. He does travel a lot. He came to Buffalo, so I would say that's too much travel.
If he's going to Buffalo, yeah, okay.
Now,
I'll agree. I'm going to be a ding on that one.
Is this the place where I can give my llama poem? I know I've done this before.
Please
do.
This is Ogden Nash. I can't take credit for this. The 1L llama, he's a priest. The 2L llama, he's a beast. And I would bet a silk pajama there's no such thing as a 3L llama.
Except my chili. My chili is a 3L llama.
Well, and that's what the editor said, except he used an actual fire in the book. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, then we moved on to products, and we said to Denali, Coca-Cola, and he said, stock up. And Coca-Cola paid $1.67 in four separate dividends this year, So I would say, yes, that the stock was up. Cottonelle, best thing ever.
Who could argue?
How can you argue with that, right?
You know, I'm actually, I think 11 is going to be an Angel Soft year.
Coffee was the next product, and he said it moves me.
Who could argue?
Again. We brought up vodka, and he said, with emphasis, best thing ever. And again.
See, now they have the grape and the, all the funky vodkas, and even chocolate vodka.
Oh, you know who is really into the flavored vodkas?
Who? Oh.
College boy himself.
Yeah, he's into Flaming Dr. Peppers right now, and he loves making creamsicles, which is vanilla vodka and orange soda.
I thought we were well past the name calling with the
flaming point. I missed that entirely. Where was the insult?
Flaming Dr. Pepper.
We won a bottle of vodka at trivia, a bottle of cranberry vodka, no less.
Very good.
Guess who got to take that home?
It wasn't you.
Yeah, it was me.
It was you too.
Wow.
And this is the point at which I must get my reference into Blue Canary Cream Ale.
Yeah.
It is an excellent batch number 3.
You know, I just want to drive up there and have a beer. It's only 4 hours away. Is that too far to go for a beer?
I've gone that far before.
Then again, there's that old nor'easter.
Right.
I went to Limerick for a beer.
Yeah. But they don't have Blue Canary Cream Ale in Limerick.
No, they wouldn't. But
did you do something different?
Nope, it was the same old. And we're now talking about trying something different because we've made it 3 times, and we've aced it all 3 times. And that's a good streak for home brewing.
Yep,
sure it is.
So we're talking about doing something else, either a different beer recipe or something.
I know this is forward of me, but what the hell? College Boy's headed back in this direction next week or so, right?
Next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah? You think there might be a bottle left?
Make stop? Well, I think I can talk to him about it. He might stop by and drop you off a bottle or two.
I'd buy him lunch.
You might have to meet him on the highway or something, but I'm sure he would be happy to transport it.
It goes, you know, within a mile of my house.
Yeah. Well, I will talk to him about it. Maybe we'll see if we can work out.
All right.
I really want the film rights to the guy in the pickup truck behind the two cars as this funky handmade four-pack at 67 miles an hour gets handed from one car to the other. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's not going to happen at 67 miles an hour because my hands aren't that good anymore.
Okay. College, you just dump it on the passenger seat and go.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Beep, beep, beep. Yep.
Okay, next up on the list was blackberries, and Denali gave us the cryptic 12 million of them, which turned out to be a ding. Because blackberries are probably the most popular, or one of the most popular.
There was a big story this year, last year, about blackberries in the Middle East. They're incredibly popular in the Middle East. And there was a security issue. Somebody gave up, I can't think of the name of the company that runs BlackBerry, but they moved the server. And they basically, what I understood from the story was, they allowed certain Middle East countries like Dubai to have access to the data for security reasons. And everybody kind of went, boo. But yeah, there was
interesting
story about BlackBerry's moving their main server farm.
All right. Well, I would say that he was accurate on that, too.
Ding.
Oranges was X'd up, and he said, peel and eat fun. And, of course, you can't argue with that either.
I got a chocolate orange for Christmas. Does that count?
Sure. Those are very, very tasty.
I peeled it, and I ate it.
Didn't I also at that time say that Scarlett Johansson is also Peele and Ethan?
If only I could give evidence.
I was just trying to help out my podcasting friend.
Well, I have.
Okay, I'm gonna. Can I make a suggestion? I love all the games.
If it gets me closer to Scarlett, sure.
There you go. I'm more than willing to move in a different direction. Okay, so I did well. That's great. What else did we talk about? What did Max predict?
All right. Well, before we go there, sure. Wait.
Are you there? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We also asked you about soybeans, and you said edamame. Now, yes. Along about the summer, for reasons that must have been way back in the subconscious, I was in one crunchy granola whole earth health food store, and I bought some of this stuff after hearing somebody say on the radio, I eat edamame every day, and I swear I totally forgot this conversation from the show. So I went out and bought the edamame, and I ate it, and it was fantastic. So I think you were speaking about me specifically when you said edamame, because I'd never heard of it before. And I'm a big fan now.
Good. Wow. Good.
Definitely.
Well, I'll tell you what, kosher salted edamame is just I'm serious.
I thought you were done with just kosher
salted.
Kosher salted edamame,
one of God's little gifts. It's so good.
I'm telling you, people out there, if you haven't, indulge yourself in a little edamame.
It's so good for you. It is so great to eat. It really is.
And if Denali and I agree on something, you know, that makes it pretty much universal right there. Right.
From a dietary standpoint, especially.
All right, so we can skip ahead to some of the things that Max predicted.
I made some predictions.
You did. You did make a couple. One of the first ones you made was you were talking about brick-and-mortar stores, and you said that Blockbuster was on its way out.
Yeah.
But you also said Blockbuster and Netflix are on their way out. Now, you were way, way right on Blockbuster. I mean, Blockbuster went out of business.
What the hell was I talking about with Netflix?
I don't know. Maybe you were referring to their sending them through the mail, the CDs through the mail or the DVDs through the mail or something. But Netflix, with its internet ties, has become
huge.
It's become the way to put your product.
Yeah,
is the shit. You know?
That's exactly right. That's exactly the way I was thinking about it, as a matter of fact. I'm sure that's
okay. You also said that San Diego would beat the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
I go out on a limb. That's all I'm going to say. I'm out there all alone. It's a very narrow limb, and that one completely broke.
I would say that one broke.
But can we change the thing? We'll change the title of the show, you know, to the cranberry infused wild guess. You know?
yeah, we can call it that.
Okay,
that's what it is.
Sure.
For some of us, please.
Right.
Okay.
Or we could just call it Denali's Ding Fest, okay?
Okay.
I'm not sure that those three words should go together in the same
text. Maybe not.
That's just the way I see it.
I'm okay with it, and a certain listenership will just love it.
So then Max said he had a personal prediction for Denali. He said, I see cash. So we have to ask Denali. Denali, did you come into some cash?
I actually did. In April, a significant amount I did.
Wow.
There you go. Very good. Max, you get a ding for that.
Ding. All right.
A horse will win the Triple Crown. I don't think so.
You know, I was channeling, and I wish I could remember the name. Maybe Denali knows that horse that won her first seven races.
Zenyatta.
I think I was, I was feeling Zenyatta, and I was just wrong.
Okay.
I think she won maybe 12, but
Yeah, but
she wouldn't be in the crown.
No. You also said that the Democrats would lose 40 seats in the November election, and you were damn close on that one.
I had the trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. What was the final tally?
65, I think I heard. So you could say I was way wrong, but it was worse than what I expected.
Well, yeah, so I think that's okay.
I get a ding.
You said that a famous celebrity would die in 2010.
Yes, I did. And I have a list, by the way.
Do you want to go ahead and give us a few?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I got to just play some little music here. I have this on paper. Harold Dow, CBS reporter.
Corey, oh, I remember him, sure.
Corey Haim from The Wonder
yes.
Years.
The yeah, Corey one of guy. The Feldmans. No, yeah. He was not from The Wonder Years.
No? All right.
He's one of the Coreys. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. Right. Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. Okay.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
Holy cow.
Christopher Cazenove. I don't know who the hell he is, but I saw him on the list. Alexander McQueen, a designer, born in 1969.
Yes. He was only 40 years old. Yeah. Or 41, so, right? Something like that. Yeah. British designer? British?
Yes, a British designer.
English, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I saw
Dennis
that.
Hopper.
Right.
George Steinbrenner.
Yep, George Steinbrenner.
And the announcer for the Yankees, Bob Shepard.
Right.
Both of whom.
Number two.
That's right. And I thought you guys would give me a lot of trouble for Steinbrenner and Bob Shepard, but no, that's cool.
No.
This one not only was a genuine surprise, this next one, but really bothered me because I was just starting to get into his comedy. You remember Greg Giraldo?
Yes, I do.
Died like...
Drug overdose.
Yeah, yeah. Right out of the blue.
Prescription drug.
Like 40 years old? 39?
If maybe, yeah. He was big on the comedy. What are those? That comedy.
The roasts.
Reality show, yeah. And the roast, too, yeah. Both of those things.
James MacArthur, which I'll always talk about Hawaii Five-O. I know, he was 807 years old.
Jill they named the park after him, didn't they? MacArthur Park?
That's right. And don't bring your cake. Jill Klaver and John Wooden.
John Wooden, okay. What about the guy?
You're just going to give me John Wooden? I was like, somebody is going to bust my chops about John Wooden.
He was old and he died. He was a celebrity. He was old and he died. What, you got three dings on it. What else do you want?
I expected grief. Last year when I did this, you wouldn't give me anybody that was over 59.
Leslie Nielsen was the one I was just thinking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's one that I think I would miss.
What's your vector?
Leslie Nielsen was in my favorite movie of all times.
Which was?
The Forbidden Planet.
Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
That was his first movie role.
I didn't realize it was his first.
Well, let me rephrase that. It was his first starring movie role.
Okay.
And he was great in it, and that was a fantastic movie.
And after all of the funny stuff he did, when you watch it again, do you have a hard time taking it seriously?
I do. Don't call me Shirley.
Right. Yes, we missed Leslie Nielsen.
We do.
Because he did deadpan pretty much better than anybody.
I think so.
All right, so I get a ding for a famous celeb will die in 2010.
Right, but here's one that we're going to have a little debate about, okay?
Yeah.
You ended up saying that Scarlett Johansson would have your love child.
Yes.
And I just want to preface this by saying that the year before...
See, I was going to say the same thing.
You said that she would get a divorce, and she did get a divorce, but not in that same year.
Right.
She got it about 6 months into 2010.
That's right. I was psychically ahead of my time.
So I think that come June or July,
hey,
Scarlett Johansson may become impregnated by you.
I think it's entirely possible she'll visit the Catskills, go, you know, looking for a little retreat, and you never know who she may find. I'm just saying.
Okay, so here's my situation. I'm so thrilled for Max because I know how very happy it would make him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But are we really ready to lose our friend? Because, honey, you're not living through that. You know
that. Yeah, but they'll be burying me with a smile on my face.
Absolutely.
She can kill me
so
now.
So, Max, you do about 1,000 push-ups between now and June.
and by the way, Scarlet, honey, I'm not a stalker. You can come find me.
So I think you should also be prepping your little swimming sperm things. Because
yeah.
If you have to have a baby, I mean, you know, you have to be in tip-top shape.
Well, all I'm guaranteeing is that, how do I say this delicately? I better not say that way. My fish get an opportunity to swim. How about that?
Okay. That's good. Just make sure.
All I want to do is be in the pond.
That's right.
No laptops on the lap.
That's true. Yeah.
You know,
yep.
get rid of the, get rid of your, jockey shorts and start wearing
briefs.
You know, get rid of your briefs and wear jockey shorts.
No, boxers.
Boxers.
Gotta let them boys hang.
Right. You gotta let them. Gotta let them out there and breathe.
Yep.
Move on.
Right.
There's only so long we could talk about my testicles before.
I think we're ready to move on to our predictions for 2011.
Picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screams.